Iran Gaf, Ayin Dalet, Omed Aleph. Boy Rabbi Shaya, it's around 10 lines before the Mishnah. Boy Rabbi Shaya, Hoshit Es Yodoy, Limei Behemo, Beshochat Ben Tes Chai. There was a Ben. We need a stick of Akdome to appreciate the Shailim. The next mission we're going to have a machloik is Rameir and the Chachomim. If a Shchites Ha'aim helps on a Ben Tes Chai. Rameir holds that a Ben Tes Chai, since it's Kololoi Chadoshov, so Memeilem, it's called like a yolod already. And the shchita will not at all, the shchita sa'aim will not at all help for the uba. And therefore you have to wait till it gets born and then you have to shecht the bentes. That's what Rameya holds. The Chachomim hold that no, a ben tes chai, also the shchites ha'aim will help for the yuba. Now, the Gemara clears a shayla, what will be the din if you shech the ben tes chai b'mei imoy? So, l'chayre did be a mokim to say that it's telling in the machlokes Rav Meir and the Chacham. That means, according to Rav Meir, it's called like a yolod already. It's not bottle le'imoy. So if it's not bottle le'imoy, so then there'd be a svara to say, so you can shecht it. You can shecht it b'mei imoy. That means according to Rav Meir, it's a yolot. So memela, just like the shchitas ha'aim does not help for it, because it's like a berye b'fnei atzmoy. The shchitas ha'aim can't help anymore by a bentes guy. So if it's a berye b'fnei atzmoy, it's a yolud, so memela, I can shecht it b'mei imoy. According to the Rabbonim say the shchites ha'aim helps. So according to the Rabbonim, so there's a svar to say, like it's a chelik of the aim, so it doesn't have simonim. It's not called, it's like psar ha'aim. It doesn't have its own simonim to shecht. So l'chayret it be a svar to say, but this shaila, if the shchitas ha'uber helps to be matter the uber when it's b'mei imoy, it should be totally in the machlokes Rameir and the Chachamim. And this the Gemara is going to say it's not like that. There's a svara to say, afilu according to Rameir, that the shchitas should not help, and there's a svara to say, afilu according to the Chachamim, the shchita will help. That is what the Gemara is going to tell us now. So let us now see the Gemara in the Beinik. Boy Rabbi Shaya, Oishet es yodoi limei behemo, Bishochat ben tes chai, Mau, Tiboy le Rameya, so the Gemara says it's a Shaila calling to Rameya, Tiboy le Rabona, Tiboy le Rameya, Ad kan lekoma Rameya, Ben Pekua Toin Shchita, that's what Rav Meir said, that on a Ben Pekua Toin Shchita, you have to shecht it. And it's called, like a berye b'fnei atzmoy, hani mi lehechet de yotza la'avir ha'olam. If it's yotza la'avir ha'olam, so then the din is that, then it needs shchita. So the Gemara says, no, it is not dependent in the machloikis of Rameya and the Chachamim. The Gemara says, Tiboy le Rameya, we can clear a shayla according to Rameya, that the Shechita won't help b'mei imoy. But Tiboy le Rabbonu, we can clear according to the Rabbonu, that the Shechita will help. It's not only in the machloikis. So now the Gemara elaborates, Tiboy le Rameya, Ad kan leikoma Rameya, Ben Pekua Toin Shchita, that what Rav Meir said, that you have to shecht it. אני מילי איך זה יוצא להעביר הילו, אני שחיתה, אני שחיתה הרבס, that's when I was born, אבל בימי אימוי לשורי לשחיתה, but if it's בימי אימוי, the שחיתה will not help, that means, Ramei only says that it's not bottled to the aim that the Shechita should help, but it itself is also not a Yolod. It's Yotza Besar, that means the Shechita of the aim can't help, like a Dugme, the Rambam says, and Nevekmani is Yotza Miklal Akum and Miklal Yisroel Leibo. Nevekmani is in the middle. He's not a Goy, he's not a Yid. So it could be that what Rameyer says, that the Shechita aim doesn't help. That means he's not enough bottle to the aim that the Shechita's aim should help. But Leidach Gisa to say that he could check them already also, could be also not. Kozman is Loyota Lavira Ilum, he doesn't have Simonim Keshech. It's not considered he has his own Simonim Keshech. So to be a svarit to say that a filler according to Rameyer it won't help. According to Rabbanan, Vada Gibis, it doesn't help. The Rabbanan holds his mamish bottle to the aim. And that the Shechita's aim helps with the Yubba. So that's one svarit. I feel my filler Rabbanan, or could be if I can, a filler according to the Rabbanan, it will be good. Dalit Simonim Akshe Bei Rachmanim. That what the Rabbonon said that the Shechita Sa'im helps, that means the Torah said that he has two more Simonim. He has his own Simonim also, if it's Kol Aloi Chadoshov. So even though, if it's Kol Aloi Chadoshov, even though he wasn't born yet, that's called already, he's born. But the Torah said you could shecht him through the mother also, but not that he doesn't have Simonim. He has Simonim, and the Torah said, the simonim of the aim will also, but could be his simonim are also good. It's very interesting, Rabbi Kevege in Yeredeya wants to say that according to everyone, if the mother dies, then the Shechita will zicha help on the Yubba. He says, the whole shaila if an Uber is still a chelik of the mother, and he's not considered an entity bifnei atzmai. He says that is only if you have a live mother, so it could be he's bottled to the aim. But he says if the mother died already, so then it's like he's finished with the mother. Then it's like munach bekupsa. And he wants to bring a raya, brings up sashitas haramban, that the Ramban says, Rabbi Kevege wants to bring a raya that by Mesa Aim it's not called an Uber anymore, because he brings a Ramban. The Ramban says a Yisrael is not Nerag al Ubre. That means if a Yid kills an Uber, he's not Chayiv Mesa. Mikol Mokim her aim, the Mesa her aim, if the mother died, her Uber ki Yolud. So the Ramban says it's like the Uber was born already. V'delis hu denoil b'fono domi. That it's like the Uber was born already. It's a problem how to get out. But the Uber was born already. So if you kill, if the mother died and the Uber is alive, so Yisrael is chayiv misa on the Uber. So we see after the mother dies, it's called Yolo. So the Kevager is metadet that so it could be that the whole shaila over here is only when the mother's alive, that we have a shaila, so it could be it's bottled to the aim. Could be it's bottled to the aim, I feel according to Rameya, and you can't check that it doesn't have its own simonim. But if the mother dies, could be there's no shaila. That's what the Kerega wants to say. And, okay, so the Gemara is a shaila. Omar Rav Chananya Toshma, Abiyarai. The Mishnah said, the Mishnah first wanted to say that the reason Shechita helps on a treife letayer from Tumas Nevela, that Dafke, because it had a Shas HaKosha, a treife had a Shas HaKosha, was once a Bar Shechita, So we may leave him though now, it's a treif and the shchit is not matter ba'achile, but it's matayah mitumis nevel. But the gather is because, the gather is because it is a, the gather is because it had a shasa kosher. So the Mishnah said, what is, if it was, it was born a treife, so then it didn't have a shasa kosher, so then it should be an avela. So the Gemara asks, v'miso, if you'll say that shchita helps, if you'll say that shchita helps, you can shech the uber b'mei imoim. Is mashkachas lo toloisa lo shasa kosher. The Gemara assumed for a dover portion that if it was noilat a treifim, it does not have a shasa kosher. So the Gemara says, why not? If you can shech the uber b'mei imoy, so before it became a treif, it had a shasa kosher. The boy al yodei v'shochto. So why did the Gemara assume for a dover portion that noilat reifa does not have a shasa kosher? Amalei Rabba, tni, make a grace, not she noilat reifa, she noitzra treifa min abotn. That it was created a treifa min abotn. Mashkachas lo bebalas eiraglayim. That means you have an uber that was born with 5 feet. An uber that has 5 feet, we say yes, a kenoto domis, like it's missing one of the back feet, and this was created a treif, but that didn't have a shasa kosher. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi, v'shochat bo ben teschai, he shechted in the aim of ben teschai, v'yotzo acher shchitosoi, v'imei kayemes. That means and he came out after the mother is alive. There was no shchita same, and the whole shchita is on the yuba. Ben ches like a miboyle. If he shechted a ben ches at a navel, so zicha the shchita doesn't help. The atila yotze lavir oilam b'shochtek nabe mestisin shchitos mitarose. He shechted a ben ches at a navel, so the shchita will zicha not help. So memele, so that's a filo yotzel aviroilem, avad the givis b'mei imoy. But we're talking about a ben tes. So filo according to a meyer that says, he's a bar shchit and the shchit is aim doesn't help. Could very well be, avil b'mei imoy lo shori shchit to delay. But could be b'mei imoy, could be even though he's a little bit independent of the mother, that the shchita sa'im cannot be materim, about kapodim, he's not fully independent, that you could shecht him with his own simonim. Avu me'im elo shari shchita dilek. V'koshke la rabbonon, avada givis according to the rabbonon, da omri lo shaykhe be shchita klal apila yotza chai la'acha shchita, they hold you can't shecht him at all after the shchita sa'im. He's in ganzen bottle to the aim. The ain shchita boy, ala b'yotza la'avir b'chayim boy. So if they hold his bottle to the aim, and some emela zichis alav bar shchita. Oy, do ma fila rabboni shor lai shchita osay. D'ksovi rabboni, dalet simoni machshe b'rachmona. Not that the Torah said that he's alav bar shchita. The Torah said on uber there are 4 simonim that can be matter, 2 of his own and 2 of the mother. Beizish nei simonim shiyishchetu, oishalimoy, oishaloy. So could be a filu according to the rabbonim that hold that the shchitas aim helps. It could also be that the shchit of his simonim also helps. V'choshken l'ramei edom a shchita shaychebei, that you could check them when it goes out from the aim, that he's v'chlal not affected by the shchita same, because you could say that shchita also will. Toshma, this number must listen. Reishanel dot reifa mina beten minayim. How do we know that a neil dot reifa mina beten that shchita helps? כזל כדאי, תחת אפילו בניצר פה שח, אז קיינם לי דוסה, נאו דה טרייפה, מין צביקם את טרייפה, נאבי פה דה לידה. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says that the Shechita shouldn't help, the Yehoysa lo shasa kosher, the Shochet. So, Lois lo shasa kosher le Shochet, v'chala lei teire Shechita, that's what the Mishnah says. That it was born a treif, even though it became a treif an hour before the Leide, and never had a shasa kosher. Mimi said the Shechita be mimi me Shechita, if you will say, the Shechita be mimi me Shechita, הרי הויסו לטריפה זו שעס הקושר לשחיתה קודם שנצרה פה, זאת אומרת, אלה שעס הקושר, why does the Mishnah say, didn't have a שעס הקושר? More answers, בבעלס הרג למה, not נאו דה טריפה, נצרה טריפה, was created a טריפה, דהי טריפה סבדי הווה בו מי שנצרה. This טריפה was when it was created, I think. Going to eat us ever a glaim achroinim, that it has a fifth foot in the back. Some of the b'chayres, the muscles in b'chayres, the balas hair a glaim, a reza mum. If it has 5 feet, it's kosher, but it's a bal mum. Amrinim or some loishon, when is it kosher? Only a bal mum, a shachos or a yes or a yad. If it has an extra hand, front feet, that's called a yad, then it's kosher, but it's a bal. Boom, I will be regal, but the hind feet. So the treifen amiyavi, the whole yes, I cannot hold on it. So my mail is, so we had a shayla, and we weren't pushing to shayla, if the shrita will help. Zot the Mishnah weiter. A shaykhid es a behime. A person shechted a behime, who motza bo ben shmoynachai, he found a Uber, that was a ben shmeina, a nephil, it's alive, came out alive. Oy meis, or a ben shmeina meis, oy ben tisha meis, or a ben tisha meis. So the din is that everyone agrees that the shchitas, her aim, will help for this Uber. There's no machlokes. He's allowed to eat the Uber. Kairoi. So now he takes out the uber, he tears it open, umoitzi es domoi. But he has to see that there's no dam in it. He has to get rid of the dam. The dam of this uber, he has to get rid of. It's geschachten, shchitas aim help, according to everyone, but he has to get rid of the dam. Let's see what Rashi says. Kairoi shein tzorich shchite, doesn't need shchite. It's a benches, it doesn't need shchite. Rameir is moide to this halacha. The Israbu mikol ba behema teichelu. That whatever is in the behema, you're allowed to eat. The lav chadosha mikol. It doesn't have months. It's not 9 months old. It's not a berye b'fnei atzmoi. The lav avira ike never went out la avira oilom. Hilkach lav behema. This is not a behema. This is Koil Bak Behema. It's in a Behema, but it's not a Behema b'fnei atzmoi. So therefore, the Shechitas Ha'im will zikha help for this Uber. But, Umaitzi es Domai. So Rashi says, the Chelboi u de Mutter kediktoni lekaman. The Chelev is Mutter. Means even though the Chelev of every Behema is the Chiv Koris, the Chelev of this Uber is Mutter. Kedichtoni lekamon, ma'chelev ushtei akloyeis amurim ba'osham moitzei mechlal sholil, avkol moitzei mechlal sholil. Now let's just explain what Rashi is saying here. Rashi is saying as follows. There's a pasuk, ki kol oichol chaylev min abahima sheikrivu mena kolbum l'ashem v'nichrasa. The pasuk says, whoever will eat chaylev asheyakrivu mimeno in the Gemara darshins Esha Kosheli Korev, Onish Olav Korev. So we have here a pasuk, we have guideline. Which chaylev is there an Onish Korev? A chaylev that's Roy Lakov. A chaylev that's Roy Lakov. Such a chaylev that's Roy Lakov is an Onish Korev. Fine. Now, that's one thing. Now, Teres Koyanim, the Teres Koyanim Klerz HaShayle is the Chaylev of an Uber Chayev Bakhov. The Chaylev of an Uber Chayev Bakhov. That means, let's say, I have a Shlomim and there's an Uber there. I have to be Makhiv the Chaylev. Is the Chaylev Chayev Bakhov. A Kosher Lakhov. He has Chaylev. He has to be Makhiv all the Chaylev. He has Chaylev in the Uber. So the Gemara learns out from an Osham. By an Osham, it also says you should be makav all the chaylev. Now, an Osham is unique. An Osham is a Zohar, so an Osham will never have an Uber. So the Teres Koinim learns out, just like the chaylev of an Osham, you only makav, not a chaylev of the Uber, because there's no Uber by an Osham. So by a shlomim, you're also not makriv the chaylev of the Uber. You learn out shlomim from osham. Bekitza. That's in Hilchus Kochim. So we learn out in Hilchus Kochim that just like there's no din akrovet by the chaylev of an Uber of an osham, because there's no such Indian of an Uber by an osham, so there's no din akrovet by the chaylev of an Uber of shlomim. Fine, there's no din akrovet. And now we have a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ki kol oichol chaylev min abayim asheyakrivu mimenu kol melashem benichusu." The whole chiyuv koras is only on a chaylev that's a bar akrovet. A chaylev that is so a chaylev of an uber. A shlul is an uber. A chaylev of an uber, which is a lav bar akrovet. A chaylev of an uber, which is a lav bar akrovet. So that is male is no is a chaylev on it. So now we know that the chaylev, because it's just since there's no din akrove by a chaylev of an uber, so there's no is a chaylev on the chaylev of an uber. That's what we learn out. Because the is a chaylev is totally if it's a chaylev that's bar akrove, we learn out from Oshan that the whole din akrov is only on the chaylev of the kov, not of the uber. So, Mamel, there's no isa chaylev on the chaylev of an uber. So now let's see Rashi. Umoitzi yes domoi, the chel by hu de muta. The Gemara only speaks about the da. The chaylev is muta, kidiktoni lekama. Ma chaylev ushtayak lois. Hamurim ba Oshan. Moitzi michlal shlil. There's no such concept of chaylev and shteyak loyeh by an osham. So memel, there's no din akrov by an osham. Av kol moitzi of the chaylev and kloyeh of an uber. Av kol moitzi michlal shvil. So who had din by a shlomim? Even though there it's shayach an uber, we say there's also no din akrov by the uber of a shlomim. And if there's no din akrove, memele, there's no din iser, because iser is dependent on the chiyuv akrove. Avol domoi, avol de dam, loigora midam oivorim. The kaimulom bekrisus, dam oivorim oivor beloisase. But on the dam, it's not worse than dam oivorim. So the Chassam Sofer says, pshat in this Rashi as follows. The Chassam Sofer says, that the Issa Chaylev, we have a posik, is dependent a Chaylev that's a Bar HaKrove, that Chaylev is also Bar Chila. The Issa Dam is not totally in Dam HaRoy Lizrike, because Dam HaRoy Lizrike is only Dam HaNefesh. Only Dam HaNefesh is Roy Lizrike. And we know there's an Issa and Dam HaEvorim. So this Cheshbin, that the Issa is Tolly and Akrova was only said by Chaylev. By Dam, there's no such There's no such ratio. There's no such chesed. Whatever dam is roi la'akrove is also because dam evorim is also and dam evorim is not roi lezrike. You need dam nefesh. So therefore, so Rashi says. So the chaylev is mutter. The Mishnah didn't speak about the chaylev and the dam, but you have to get rid of the dam. That is if you shechted three cases: a ben ches chay, a ben ches meis, or a ben ches meis. Motza ben Tisha Chai. But what if he found in the Eima ben Tisha Chai? Ton Shchita. Then you have to shecht. The Vlad, the mother Shchita is not sufficient. V'chayev ba'oisev es benoi. And also Rameya says that if you shechted the mother, now you found a uber in the mother, you can't shecht the uber today. That's a lava of oisev es benoi. That means you shechted, if not you shechted, so you're not to shechted the same day. Today you shechted the mother, you're not allowed to shecht the vlad today. Divrei Rameya. Achachomim oimrim shchites imoim mit arosoi. Achachomim say that's not true, even though it's a ben tes chai, it's bottled still to the aim, and the shchites are imoim mit arosoi. Let us see what Rashi says. So, und schiet, Rameya holds, you have to shecht the vlad. The chadoshim golmi lishav yebeime bampe nafshi. Since it's already tes chadoshim, it's considered a beheime, if it's a beheime bampe nafshi. A beheime called ba beheime. If it's not a beheime as yet, then the shechita aim helps. But if it's a beheime already, you have to make a new ma'aseh of shechita. The lois raboim mikoil ba beheime teichelu. Ula Rabbonon, the Rabbonon hold Chadoshim v'leidi golmi. That in the, when is it called a Behemah? After the nine Chadoshim that was born. The Rabbonon ma'abulei latera mikel ba'behemah teichelo. That means even though there was tes Chadoshim, it's still not called a Behemah. So memele it's mutaygei shchita same. V'chayiv bo'isi ve'ez b'noi according to Rameya. Shlo yishchetenu v'yoyim she'shochta imoy. When they shechted the aim, they should not shecht the blood. And the Chomim say, v'ked is geshochten and they shechit the same. Rab Shimon Shizuri says, afilu ben chomei shonim, you have this ben pekua, it's 5 years old, So we'll see what is the chiddush of Rab Shimon Shizuri. The Gemara is going to say, according to the Rabbonon, in the Rabbonon, if it stepped out on this world, so he not allowed to eat it while shchit al tmarasai. In the Rabbonon, he not allowed to eat it. And Rab Shimon Shizuri says, no, that even though it stepped and it's 5 years old, no problem. You can eat it without shchita, and the shchita is imay metaros. Ko'o. What happened if he didn't shecht the mother? He tore open the mother. Umotza bo ben tes chai. So then, according to everyone, according to the chachomim, toim shchita, then you have to shecht this ben tes, lefishloin nishcha to imay, because the mother wasn't kishocht. Shimon Zuri, Big More Porich, I know Tanakama. The Tanakama also says you don't need Shrita. Korla Behema Beloy Shrita, you will carry the mother. Oma Rabbalos, first we're going to say the Gemara, we're going to skip a few words. Rashi says that it's a mistake, so we'll learn the Gemara the way Rashi says. Oma Rabbalos, Oma Rabbi Yeshaya. Loi hilchu boi ella al iske shchita bilvad. The whole shakla v'taya between Rameir and the Chachamim is, does the shchita help for the yuba? That's according to the Chachamim, and according to Rameir it doesn't help. Limutei chel boi v'gidei. So l'chayre means to say as follows. Chelboi v'gidoi zicha osa. That means if came out alive. It came out alive. So the chaylev and the giz is zicha osa. That's how the Gemara understood what Rabbi Loza Rabbi Shai is saying. The whole shaila is that the shechita helped to be matarot b'achila, but the chaylev and the giz anoshe is zicha osa. Correct the Gemara. Now let's skip a line to the next line. Mithla or mithlik pligi. What are you saying? That the whole machlekes is only legabi the shechita, but everyone knows that chelboy v'gidoy is osa. Mithlik pligi. There's a machlekes if the chaylev and the gid is osa. The sanya we learned a baraisa that says as follows: gid anoshe noyeg b'shlil. Kidanoshe noyeg beubav vechel bayos divrei rameya Rabbi Yehuda Omer einei noyeg bishlil kidanoshe is not noyeg bishlil vechel baymuta. So Memele, so the Gemara says, how could you say everyone agrees that by the chel bay vegidoy itzicha osa? The only shaila is, does the bossa become muta? No. There's a machloikis, Rameh, and Rabbi Yehuda gabi the chelboy v'gida. According to Rameya, it's called yolod already, so the chelov and the gid is also. Akelt, it's yolod, just like the shechita doesn't help. So male the chelboy v'gida is also. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I care that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Shechita same does help. Rabbi Yehuda, like the Chacham of our Mishneh, is that they hold Einei Noyeg, that Gid is Einei Noyeg Bishlil, the Chel by Muta. They say a beautiful vote, why isn't Gid Hanoshe, according to the Chacham, why isn't there an Isser Gid? Chel by, we said, Epsan Uber is, so could be according to the Chachamim there is such a din that the only chelov that's also the chelov that's roi lakrov, and the chelov of an uber is not roi lakrov. But why is the gid muta according to the Chachamim? Like we learned before, we mentioned the Chassam Sefer. Why is the dam also? Because the dam isn't totally in akrove. The dam is also. So the gid also isn't totally in akrove. So they bring down from Teferis Yaakov that the gid that is also gid anoshe al kaf hayoresh. It's gid anoshe al kaf hayoresh. So the gid is to be al kaf hayoresh. Now if you learn that the shechitas are aim helps for the uber, so we consider that the uber is a part of the aim. It's not an entity bifnei atzmai. If it's part of the aim, this gid is not al kaf hayoresh. I mean, this is, if it would be an animal bifnei atzmai, some meila, so it has its own kaf hayoresh, then it's a gid anosh al kaf hayoresh. But if it's an entity bifnei atzmai, some meila, so, but it's not an entity bifnei atzmai, so then it doesn't have a kaf hayoresh. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the gid will be muta, and the chaylev is muta. Omar Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shaya, machlokes beben teschai, v'holach amei l'shitos, v'Rabbi Yehuda l'shitos. So we have a memory of Rabbi Loza Rabbi Shaya that says that Zakel they go to Shitosa according to Rameya, but it's not bottled to the aim, so there's a Gidanosh and there's Chayla. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Nita Beshchita's aim, it's called a Chaylik of the aim, so there's no Issa Chayla, there's no Gidanosh. So what Pshat, the first memory of Omar Rabbi Loza Rabbi Shaya, the whole machlekes is only by iske shchita bovar, not by the moment they lemute chel by begidoy. It's not true. The same machlekes is by chel by begidoy. That according to Ramei chel by begidoy is also, and according to Rabbi Yehuda and Chomim chel by begidoy is muta. Now, let us skip one, two, four lines. Hello, the last three lines of the fourth line. Ela yitma, ochi yitma. So the Gemara says, you're right. He can't say that Rabbi Lezer Omer Rabbi Yishaya means to say that Chelboi Vegidei, everyone holds its osur. It's not true. Chelboi Vegidei is also Machlokes. And Machlokes is not only by Iskei Shchite. The Machlokes is also by Chelboi Vegidei. Ali itma hochi itma. Amavalos amabi shayle ilchu boy. The whole shayle was al iske achile. The whole shayle is it called shochut legabi achile bilvat. That means, do I have a heter shchite? Limutei roi boy vechoyrish boy. But a klera shayle if an odom is roiveya. This to spend pekuim, or an oven will be choyrish kloyim with to spend pekuim, less man the poly. But it's not called shochut, it's called a live animal, and memele will get malchus als chisha bekloyim or reveya behem. Let us see Rashi. But it's a good behemoth. Since he's alive, so this chadoshim and the chotzalavi oilam, someone to say according to everyone, chelboi vegidoi will be also. So now Rashi is going to explain what we're moichik and what's wrong. So Rashi says chelboi demai. We have a whole sugi over here, which we skipped over. So Rashi says afalpi shehu b'chol asforim. This girsi is in all the asforim. Emes hadavo shushibush. It's emes, but it's a mistake. I don't find any gemara that says fakel, but it's irrelevant. It's a mistake. V'loy yesh chochem asher yeshivenu al kane. There's no chochem that can say pshat in this girsa. The heichi boi chelvei demai, because right, the gemara is going to ask in what we skipped. The gemara is, which chelav are we talking about? Babadi like, look me milzal shlil de ben tes. We're talking about a ben shlil de ben tes, a leikoi. This whole shtick Torah is brought down in Perikid Anoshe, but Agav Shitva, the Girsay, Shtabish Bolam, the Girsay Hoche. They made a mistake, and then they brought down this, the Sugya over there. Bahochi Gassin, and the proper Girsay is as follows. Vamiflik Pligi, how could you say there's no Machloikis? And everyone agrees that Chelboi, the Gida is also, there's a Machloikis. From Mifilik Pligi, Ben Bechelo, Ben Begib, the sign Yigid Anoshe, Noyeg, Beshlil, Bechelbo, Shal, Shlil, also. And that is according to Rameyam. First, we've been Teschai, the Ksova, Chadosh, Mabi, Regomi, Bafa, Bishnish, Chatim, Mabi, Tziu, Bahola, Chamele, Shitosa. So there, Ablazam, Omer Rabbi Shai, you said, the Bechel by the Gide Rame goes with Shitos, the Mashle, the Himmel in Yishrit, it's called the Behem of Neatsma. So this is going on the Fagais to Greece, Girse, Daimi Meshufi, Kloima Chaitri, Bishab, the Shufi, Naitola, Sagavoi, Meshufi, Dami the Gidvas Midrabona, Avosh Hoshim, Shalchel by Matorim. This is all which doesn't belong in Asugye. Hilko by Chachamim, Bishlo, Betazet, the lemash vile behema doesn't have a teres behema, at least ke achila, lo oichloi, lo oishchitze. When it comes to achila, it doesn't have a shame behema, but if ne atzmoi, they could eat it without shchitze, lechel, chel by begidoi. אבל מותי רוי בוי וחיירש בוי בקלויה בשבח אמר דבד אלויקה פרופסל מירוויה וספהימה וזכר וזכר וזנאיניש הברוי ואין הנאיניש הבחיירש and this are Rebbe and Chayrish. Let us see Taisus, the second Taisus. L'mutai roivoi. Salke daitoch. He says, what's the havamine that I would hold that if a person is roiveya a behemoth, there shouldn't be a chiyuv reveit. Al kedaitach the gorem mi behemoth mefacheses the chiyuv reveit in rinu berek revaroite. I would think that it's worse than a behemoth mefacheses the chiyuv reveit. That there you chayv, I would think that it's worse. This is mamish shochet. He's coming to tell us, no, even though it's mamish shochu, that tafki lagabi hetachilet shochu. But lagabi roivoi, it is a chiyuv reveya. Inami, osam ani mili, or there's another svara not to compare over there by mefacheses. Ani mili ki goin Yisrael betmeya. There it's speaking about a Yisrael made a shchita betmeya, so mele, then there's no heta of mefacheses by a tmeya. Or a guy shechted a bay metoyre. Avoloche de bechitus um mishtarje bachile. But here becomes mutter bachile. Salke daitach loy mechayiv. I would think you're not mechayiv. It's kamash melon that you are chayiv. Zog te gemore weiter. Anu gemore. Omar Reb Shimon ben Lakish. So we said now there's a machloikis, the Tanakame, Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda, if the chalev is mutter or the chalev is also. So Omar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, with Divrei Hamata Bechelboi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the chaylev is mutter, is matter bedome, so the dam is also mutter. Le divrei ha'oise bechelboy, according to Abmeya, that the chaylev is also ha'oise bedome. Rabbi Yechen and Oma, af le divrei ha'matter bechelboy, ha'oise bedome. Rabbi Yechen says, Afilu, according to the one that's matter the chayl with the rabbonon, but the dam is us. So we have a machloikis. The Gemara says, Eis vei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Koiroi umoitzi es domoim. We learned in the Mishnah that according to, we have over here a ben ches, that the shechita helps according to everyone. It said we had koiroi umoitzi es domoim. See, see clearly that the dam is also, even though the chaylev is mutter, but the dam is also. Yeah. The Gemara. Omar Rab Zeirem. So we have a question now on Rish Lakish. So Omar Rab Zeirem, loymar shein onush koris. That what Rish Lakish said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the dam is the divrei hamater bechelboy mater bedomai. That means Rabbi Yehuda that mater bechel mater bedomai doesn't mean that it's mutter. He means to say shein onush koris. There's no koris on the dam. That's what it means to say. Takosa, the Mishnah says that you have to get rid of the dam, but Rish Lakish is coming to say that there's no chorus. Like the Gemara, I don't understand you. The man Kamri, who holds that the chaylev is mutter? Rabbi Yehuda, lo yehei elo dam atamtzis. Dama Tamsis is after the Dam HaNefesh shoots out, is Dama Tamsis that dribbles out. So, the Dama Tamsis, the Sanyim we learned in Abaraisa, Dam HaTamsis Basar, that there's only Alav and Dama Tamsis, since it's not Dama HaNefesh. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer be Koris. Rabbi Yehuda says this Koris. So, Memele, what is Pshat Resh Lakish? You say like this, we see from the Mishnah clearly that by a Ben Ches, even though the Shechita Zichya helps according to everyone on the Chela, but it says, by the Tam, it says, Amaiti Yes Domek. So how could Resh Lakish say that it's Mutta? So the Gemara says, no, not he means it's Mutta, he means to say that there's no Chiyav Koris. So the Gemara says, why isn't there a Chiyav Koris? Rabbi Yehuda personally holds that you don't need Dam HaNefesh to be Chayiv Koris. Could be here there's no Dam HaNefesh by a Ben Ches, but he holds Dam HaTamshis is also Chayiv Koris. Yeah, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Now let's see again the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Leman Komri L'Rabbi Yehuda. We're saying according to Rabbi Yehuda that if since the chaylev is mutter, there's no chorus on the dam. Rabbi Yehuda lo yelei dam atamsis, the same yedan atamsis bahasore. Rabbi Yehuda ima be chorus. So what is pshat reish lokish? So why shouldn't there be chiyav chorus? This tirgima Rabbi Yosef, reida Rab Salach Hasidah, kameida Rab Pope, islei le Rabbi Yehuda dam v'chol dam. It says that by dam it says it's a einish koris, and then it says v'chol dam. And kol dam is marbe dam atamsis. That also chayv koris. So Rabbi Yosef says like this: kol heiched the mechayev adam hanefesh. If you have an animal that you chayev adam hanefesh, mechayev adam atamsis, then you chayev adam atamsis also koris. But if you're not chayev adam hanefesh, then you're not chayev adam hatamsis. So that's Pshat Resh Lakish. That what Resh Lakish said, that his matter the dam, if the chayev is mutter, the dam is mutter, it doesn't mean that the dam is mutter, it means there's no einish koris on the dam. So the Ramban says, and what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? Rabbi Yochanan holds, after the Yamata Bechel boy, Oysa Bedome, he holds that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there'll be chorus on the dam. He holds, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold up this heckish that Resh Lakish was Machadish. He says, dam and cold dam, whenever you chayv a dam, and nefesh you chayv a dam atamsis. Rabbi Yochanan holds, even though there's no dam and nefesh, you'll be chayv a dam atamsis. Let us see Rashi. Chelbei shel shlil koyre yamaitzi yudomi alma fula ben ches and kulam bechelbei muta toni masnisin koyre loimas masas nareish lokish means not that it's muta sheine enish koris I'm matter bedomi to come alav heta lechatchila there's no einish koris laman kemrinin mi hu amater chelbei l'Rab Yehuda the toni lel bechelbei muta Rab Yehuda is one that matter the chayla v'teshchita sain. Rabbi Yehuda main ishkoros al domi legor midam atamtis to loy da delav dam anefeshu the kaivale Rabbi Yehuda koros. Bazor bekam be krisis meforish hey lavim ksivi bedam that's what the chachamim hold. And Rabbi Yehuda says be koros the nafkele mi ribuye the chol dam. So the Gemara answered isra Rabbi Yehuda dam be chol dam. Kloim kiv the Rabbi Yehuda le dam atamtis mi ribuye the chol dam yale. If he learns out dam atamtis from chol dam. Kushi makish, wa makish kol dam le dam atzme, makish dam atamtis le dam anefesh. Kalech le mechayiv adam, if there's dam anefesh, mechayiv a kol dam, mechayiv an dam atamtis. Ech le mechayiv a rikol dam, ki goin shlil, anubo, shayim boi dam anefesh, le mechayiv al dam eborov, sina mechayiv al dam eborov. Zog te gemore weiter, anu shayle. Iboi lehu, Mahu liftois beben tekua. Can you be poide a petach hamoyer with a ben tekua? So, Rashi explains, Liftois petach hamre, beben pekue, bese ben hei chai. A ben hei chai. Because a ben medaka the ibur is 5 months. I'm going to say now. Bese ben hei chai, animsa bebehima, shenishchetot, Now this tzer is worth less than the chamor. So Rashi is going to explain like this. We have a halacha. A petach chamor you can be paid into a father. If you want to give the kohen how much the chamor is worth, chalakov. You can give him whichever kesef and he's nifted. Just like by kochim you can be paid with whichever kesef. She can be paid a petach hamer also by shabakas. That's no problem. The shaila is, if you give a seh, the seh does not have to be worth the shabbies of the petach hamer. And give a seh kol who can also be paid. So now the shaila is this seh that's a ben pekue, that's a geshacht and a seh, according to the chachamim, is this a kosher is said to be paid a chamer, even though it's not worth the value of the chamer. That's the shaila of the Gemara. Iboilu, ma livdais beben pekua. Alibe de ramei loiti boilo. According to ramei loiti boilo. Dikiv in the omar ton shchite. Ramei says that a ben hey is nich shchite. So the shchite sa'ein did not make it a shochut. Se'mal you. So it's a set. So why can't you be paid it? Mamish, it's a set and he treated it. I mean, it's a set gomor. Kiti boila, alibe de rabona. The omri shchitas imoy metarosa. They say that shchitas imoy metarosa. So it's called geshochtet. So my, given the omri shchitas imoy metarosa, since the shchitas imoy it makes you permitted to eat it. It's kibisra bedikulo, so it's like meat in a pot. It's like it's meat. It's not called a seh. If it's geshachten, it's called meat, and you can't be paid with a seh, not with lamb chops. You have to be paid with a seh, and this if it's geshachten, so it's called meat already. So memela won't help. I dilme even the roi va'ozel, the roi va'ozel. I wait till it's lamb shots. It's alive and kicking. It's walking around. The sekarina bay. So that was the shaila of the Gemara. The Gemara is a shaila. If the Gemara is a shaila, that does it have a din seh? Since we see the Metzias, it's acting like a live seh. But I say it has a shame meat since Lamaisa is Kishacht, and that's only according to Abiyuda, the Chachamim, according to Rameh, there's no Shaila, Tzicher, I mean, the Nitzchita, so Tzicher Asel. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi, Lifta is Petach Hamor, Beben Pekue, Besepe Ben Hei, Chai, Animtsi Bebei Mishanishchada, Bepoch Mishavi, Yikamei Boila, Di Bishavyot, you can take even cooked vegetables and be paid. Kibisra bedikulu, usnam bepchayres, and paidim bishruti. You can't be paid with a shrut.